And right now, we are talking to Katie Somerville. She is the Senior Curator of Fashion and Textiles at the National Gallery of Victoria. She is responsible for the upcoming Alexander McQueen exhibit. Alexander McQueen is one of the world's most iconic fashion designers. He has created so many instantly recognisable designs, and this is going to be the only exhibit of his work in Australia. Alexander McQueen, Mind, Mythos, Muse is going to feature 110 pieces from across 25 years of work, and all of those 110 pieces are the responsibility of Katie Somerville. Katie, welcome.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to be with you.
Katie, that's a massive responsibility that you've taken on. All these pieces have come from Los Angeles and Australia. Within Australia, the National Gallery is like the place that they'll be held. How did you negotiate this partnership with the original holders in Los Angeles?
Well, it's even better than that, to be honest, because the exhibition, you're quite right, originated with our fantastic colleagues at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art in LA. They have an extraordinary collection of the work of Alexander McQueen. They have the largest collection of his work in North America, in fact, and they were planning an exhibition to showcase their amazing pieces, but they knew that the NGV likewise had a remarkable collection. We have over 50 pieces in our own collection, and we've been acquiring those for over a quarter of a century now. The first pieces were acquired in 1996. And we now, as I say, have over 50 pieces. So it's a combination. It's the works from Los Angeles joining forces with the works from the NGV. And in fact, we've ended up acquiring a few more right at the last minute. And now we have 120 works in all that we'll be sharing with the public.
So you've just been sneakily working away in the background, kind of grabbing a few pieces for the gallery yourself.
Yes, look, and it is always your sort of in the lap of good fortune, really, the fashion gods, when these things, so many of them are so rare, and you really have no control over when they're going to sort of come to light. But we were so fortunate this year alone, we were able to acquire another sort of half dozen pieces, some of them that, you know, have just been on our wish list forever. So really, really exciting.
How did you get into working with fashion and textiles? What was it that drew you to that particular art form?
Yeah, no, great question. I mean, I've actually been at the National Gallery of Victoria working with the fashion collection now for 27 years. So a long time. But before that, I guess I knew I was really interested in art and art history and history in general. And even as a young woman, I loved sort of vintage fashion and finding those treasured pieces. And I think I just recognised what a powerful sort of means of storytelling fashion can be, what it tells us about ourselves, about kind of artistic creation, about the issues of the day, and about human beings and how we respond to things. So I've always found it to be one of the most compelling ways to kind of think about our kind of cultural history.
And Alexander McQueen was very much of that mindset as well. You are including some of the artistic works that he referenced when creating these clothing pieces. What are some of those artworks?
So it's a really great opportunity because he's, you know, as you said in your intro, he's an incredibly well-known figure in the public's mind. But what we're taking the opportunity to do with this exhibition is to really look beyond the sort of biography, if you like, and actually look at the works themselves and look at what they tell us about how he operated as an artist. His medium happened to be fashion, but he worked much in the same way that any other artist across time and place has done, drawing on multiple different sources, referencing, you know, artistic periods and historical movements in the past, and I suppose synthesizing them into a kind of a new way of thinking about the world through his own eyes. And he was an amazing storyteller, and there's a big section in the exhibition which we call Fashioned Narratives, and this is where we really explore how cleverly he was able to use his collections, you know, whether it was an autumn-winter collection or a spring-summer collection, to harness these incredible creative influences. And that, you know, to go to your question, it could be anything like, you know, a Picasso print from a bullfight, or a contemporary photograph of a flock of birds, or a Renaissance Dutch still life painting. You know, all of these things, you know, played into his mind as he was pulling together these incredible stories. And, you know, he himself talked about the fact that any given collection that he was developing could have up to 300 different ideas kind of filtering into it. And some of those were about cinema, dance, music, all sorts of unlikely things. You know, one collection was triggered for him by a ride in the back of a London cab and the piece of music he heard, and it sort of took him off on a whole sort of research journey. So the objects that we're displaying, the artworks displaying alongside the Queen's garments, are many and varied. You know, some of it's film footage, some of it's contemporary photography, ceramics, incredible classical sculptures, the real diversity, basically.
We are talking to Katie Somerville, who is the NGV Senior Curator of Fashion and Textiles, discussing a new exhibition of Alexander McQueen's designs. It is called Alexander McQueen, Mind, Mythos, Muse. You've developed a few kind of themes that you're working across. There's four sections of the exhibit: mythos, fashion narratives, technique and innovation, and evolution and existence. Yeah. How did you go about separating or collating these works into these different sections?
Look, we were very lucky that our beautiful curatorial colleagues in Los Angeles came up with the framework initially. They kind of had this wonderful moment of finding an object in their collection that correlated beautifully with the patterns in a McQueen garment, and it sort of sent them off on a whole trajectory of thinking about McQueen's work in these terms. So the first section, as you say, mythos, really looks at where he draws upon kind of ideas of mythology, Christianity and other religious belief systems, and draws upon some of the iconography and references in his work. So something like the god Neptune, for instance, is an entire collection named Neptune, and all sorts of incredible references to sculpture, to kind of classical dress, and classical artworks, and even the kind of colour palette has this really incredible kind of classical nature to it, almost like, you know, marble statues. The next section is actually called Technique and Innovation, and this is where we really allow people to pause and reflect on what an incredible technician he was. You know, as a young man, he left school and went off at the age of 16 to train as an apprentice on Savile Row, you know, the heart of traditional tailoring in London and, you know, arguably in the world. And here, learning the very slow art of building an incredible suit from the ground up. So that was the foundation of his understanding of the sort of history and technique and tradition of creating clothing. And then, of course, being the incredible innovator that he was, he then took that, you know, turned it on its head and innovated in ways that have become obviously so influential to us now. We've also got an additional sort of treat, a section that we've inserted where we take people behind the scenes, behind the runway. So we've got wonderful runway footage, but alongside that, we've got a series of almost 40 images from backstage, with the models having their hair done, getting dressed, climbing into their towering shoes. So a real insight into that backstage world. The fashion narrative section is the one that I guess touches on, you know, what I mentioned earlier, is the incredible power he had of storytelling. And we focus on a series of different collections and look at the way he did that. Some of them, you know, personally rooted in his own Scottish heritage. So quite impactful from a personal perspective. Others, real flights of fantasy in terms of, you know, mythical created fantasies that he's come up with himself. And the final section, Evolution and Existence, again, focusing on a series of five of his collections in this instance, and looking at the way that he tackles with his incredible work big issues, everything from overconsumption, climate change, matters of the idea of death and mortality and still life, and the sort of passing of something that's, you know, in its prime, the inevitability of the cycle of life, but always kind of full of incredible beauty and hope.
The exhibition opens on the 10th of December over at the National Gallery of Victoria. How can people in Perth, besides, you know, hopping on a plane, coming over, checking out the exhibition, how can they connect with this exhibition?
Yeah, of course. Well, we've got a fantastic website that we'll be launching soon that has lots of amazing content on there, you know, everything from the exhibition labels themselves, images of almost all of the works, and some terrific content related to the exhibition. We'll also be running some wonderful public programs, many of them either in person and virtual, and some, in fact, virtual only. So there'll be lots of opportunities to tap into those. On the opening weekend, for instance, we have a series of panels with some of the amazing people that we've been able to work with and interview who worked with McQueen. So photographers, designers, collaborators that worked with him, who will be asking questions about how it was to work in the studio with this incredible creative artist. So definitely lots of ways of learning more about the exhibition and about McQueen, and of course a beautiful 400-page catalogue as well, which contains some wonderful content and reflects all the themes of the exhibition.
Amazing. Katie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this new exhibition of Alexander McQueen.